This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Uplift today was a Saturday event weaving science, research, the arts, advocacy, and autism. But there's been a change of plans, so let me get right to our guests so they can explain. Nathaniel Ansbach is on the phone from Sacramento. He's an actor and writer, the founder and artistic director of The Balcony, which is a streaming arts community. Hi, Nathaniel. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Beth. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oscar Cabrera is joining us from New York City. He's an actor and playwright. He's a member of the Emerging Writers Group at the Public Theater in New York. He wrote a play titled Through Andrew's Eyes that focuses on autism. There was going to be a live read Saturday night. Hi, Oscar. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
So, Nathaniel, plans have changed. Would you explain what was going to happen and what you've now decided to do?
Sure. So the original event will stay as planned. And yes, we have moved it at least a week to next Saturday. The event is a panel discussion revolving around autism and autism awareness, followed by a reading of Oscar's play Through Andrew's Eyes. And in light of all that's going on right now in the country and in Sacramento, I decided that it would be best to keep the space open, both the digital and physical space, for our Black community to be heard and their issues to stay at the forefront of any media being distributed at the moment. So we thought that since autism really does not have an agenda when it comes to race, gender, or sexual orientation, we would hate if those affected by autism in the Black community did not have the time right now or the energy as their energy is focused on a different challenge and would not be able to tune in. So we've decided to take this week to continue, you know, building this event and pushing that dedication that we have to the neurodiverse community, which stays strong.
Mm-hmm. So your group, The Balcony, Nathaniel, streams live performances via Zoom. You've been doing this since March. You have several thousand followers all around the world. Oscar, tell me about the play Through Andrew's Eyes and the other ways that it is available for people to access.
Yeah, of course. So the synopsis of my play is about Andrew, who's a 22-year-old boy diagnosed with autism and diabetes. The person he would have become lives inside of him, wanting to be heard. Meanwhile, Andrew's family struggles to move forward, limited and trapped by more things than one. So when Andrew's brother returns home from college for the holidays, this person character begins to speak his mind. So my play, Through Andrew's Eyes, is a story about how people can transcend their differences to find common ground, love, and a shared sense of humanity. This play means a lot to me because it was the defining moment of becoming a playwright. I went to school for acting. I went to a community college for basics before that. There is a real strong sense of how the world reacts to people. And me going through college, this play actually is what opened up the conversation of within myself, of I could articulate in other ways than just physical action. I could have something written and put out that could affect people. And it was really beautiful to go through and to create.
Oscar, you're also in a world that has been so heavily impacted, the arts world, by COVID-19, and you're living in New York. Will you just tell me a bit about how life has been around you right now?
It has been... I was a bartender, bartending before March 16th when everything cut out. So it was something that we kind of thought could happen with us, you know, kind of imposing self-quarantine or this New York pause. It took a while to set in. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like just the hubris of it. I thought I was mentally okay. I thought I could, you know, be strong enough to continue, you know, placing myself in my room and not, you know, placing myself in my apartment. And it started to wear on me probably about a month ago. So 2 months in, felt really great. Had a really strong connection with artists around me. I also, I'm a co-artistic director for the Latinx Playwriting Circle here in New York. We aim to build a network of Latinx playwrights nationwide to promote, develop, and elevate our work, and then also making plays accessible to theaters looking to find the next generation of American storytellers. Mm. So I had a great network to reach out to, but it just having the lack of personal connection, physical personal connection, was pretty daunting. Glued to watching Cuomo pretty much every morning.
Yeah, that was a television and radio and everything for a while and continues to be. Well, Nathaniel, I think we're going to have to regroup with you before you have your event next week, because this panel discussion is important and there will be the live read of Through Andrew's Eyes. The Balcony continues. We'll post a link to that. And I just applaud how you're walking through this and the changes you've made.
Yeah, thank you very much, Beth. Really appreciate it. All updates for the event will be on both the Minds Facebook as well as the Balconies, and we really look forward to having this event take place as it is so important to us.
Okay, and the Mind being the UC Davis Mind Institute, we'll post that link as well. Thank you to you both. Stay safe, and I appreciate your time with us today. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Beth.
So again, that Facebook Live event that had been planned for this Saturday, Nathaniel said, is being postponed a week, and we'll refer you to capradio.org/insight for more information, more details, and the updates. So that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Be safe. Again, curfew goes into effect in this area at 8 o'clock tonight. Thanks for joining us.